that leman the yoma kol akosa be makaven smicha makfo. According to Rav Yechonon, any mitzvah that's said in the parsha of the Shemini Shomluyin, which by his korban there was a mitzvah smicha, he's supposed to put yin on top of the animal, it's the kufa there. Mashenke leman the yoma dover shein makav odoris ein makav behen is smicha loy makfon. The Mandyam says no, any mitzvah to Durris is not likuvam, was not likuva then the Shasta Meluyim. Or the Durris Minolan, how do we know that the Durris, for now, afterwards, that whenever there was a mitzvah smichon, there's status only a mitzvah, you're supposed to do it. But if the Bailon was not somach, to not put his hand on top of the korban, how do we know the korban is to kosher? How do we know Takad loy machvam? The Tanya we learned. The Posek says, v'somach v'nirtzom. The Bailam, when he brings a korban oilam, he's supposed to put his hand with all his weight on top of the animal. V'nirtza, then he has his kapara. V'chismicha, the Gemara, v'chismicha mechaperes. Like it says, v'somach v'nirtza. Mashba, right after smicha, yav your kapara, yav your forgiveness. For the Gemara, that's true. V'chismicha mechaperes. V'aloy ein kapara ela badam. We know the ikka kapara of a korban is the zrikas adam. After the shchita, you make the kabola to dam, and when the kohen puts the dam on the mizbeach, that's the Gemara kapara. So how come the Pasuk says, v'somach v'nirtza? Right after you make smicha, you put your hands with all your weight on top of the animal, on top of the korban, to be say yadi kapara. Shenema, because we know it's only with the dam, what the Pasuk says, ki adam hu benefesh, yichaper. It's with the dam that you have your kapara. So v'zoh yamatam loyma v'somach v'nirtza? How come the Pasuk says here by smicha, v'nirtza mashma, you have your kapara right away? That means to say like this, shem also le smicha shure mitzvah. If somebody made smicha like shura mitzvah means a leftover of like the shurayim of a mitzvah. In other words, like he didn't do the mitzvah. Shurayim, the leftover of the mitzvah. Is malal of a kosev kilo lechipper of a keeper. It's as if the Torah is saying, you don't have a kapara, but you do have a kapara. What does that mean? That means even though there's a mitzvah to do smicha, that by kochim we say, when the Torah says the mitzvah once, it's a mitzvah, he's supposed to do it. So if you didn't do it, you don't have a complete kapara, because you didn't do what you're supposed to do. But a kopon of a chipper, you do have a kapara, because it's not likuva. By kodshim, it's only likuva if the Torah says something two times. The Torah only says it once, we say a new agdara. It's a mitzvah to do it, but if you don't do it, you still have your kapara. So that's this chat for somach v'nirti, you should know. If you don't make semicha, you don't have a complete kapara, but a kopon of a kapara you do have. Like Rashi says, shiur mitzvah, tap Rashi, kloima. Let's say somebody made smicha like Yishurayim, the leftover the mitzvah. It's not choshev in his eyes. He didn't go to do the mitzvah smicha. He did not put his hand with all his weight on top of the korban. So we say kilu lekipper min amukher means he doesn't have a complete korban, the best type of a korban. But akolpon of the chipper kiyarmina bezvachim kipa legavra. The person does have a kapara. Yika kapara badam, because the main thing that gives you a kapara from your korban is the blood. Avo loy kipper nami means shlakaya mitzvahs kainam in a mukher. Just means you didn't do the mitzvah the best way the way you were supposed to. That's the pasuk the stomach v'nirtza. That even you have a kapara, that means even without smicha, you have the kapara, but you don't have the complete tzad a mitzvah in a mukher. But a kolparam is not likuva. That's not machinina. According to Rabbi Chanina, just like Lidoris, if somebody doesn't make smicha, the korban is to kosher, who would then by the Meluyim also. If Aaron HaKoyim didn't make smicha on the first Shemini Shemeluyim, the korban would also be kosher. But according to Rabbi Yechon, it's not like that. Rabbi Yechon says, anything that says by the Pashas of Meluyim was likuva. We have Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak Omar Tenufa. Another Nachman is the mitzvah Tenufa, that you're supposed to pick up the meat, you, the Bailam and the Koyim. Ike benayim. That leman diyom, according to Rabbi Yechonon, kol akosa ben makav ben is makfa. According to Rabbi Yechonon, if Aaron HaKohen wouldn't make the mitzvah tenufa, would not pick up the piece of the meat, the korban we puzzle. But according to Rabbi Chanina, leman diyom, that dovah shein makav ledoiris, ein makav ben, any mitzvah that's not likuva later generations, was not likuva then b'shastim luyim, is loy makfa, etaka would not be possible, the korban would still be kosher. For the Gemara Lodoris, we know loy makfa, how do we know this Yisoid? That's Lodoris. If you don't do the mitzvah tenufa, still the korban is kosher. The Tanya, the Pasuk says, l'tenufa l'chaper, make the tenufa, pick up the pieces of meat, and with that you'll have your kapara, you'll have your forgiveness. For the Gemara, v'chi tenufa mechaperis, Does the tenufa make the kapara? For loyen kapara el badam. We know the yikah kapara you get from the carbon is with the zrikas adam. Shenem the pasuk says ki adam hu benefesh chaper. It's with the dam yavi kapara. But bezoyim atam loyim le tenufa le chaper. How come the pasuk says by tenufa ninyo of kapara? It means the same thing. Shemos le tenufa shira mitzvah. If somebody makes this mitzvah tenufa like yishurayim, leftover part of the mitzvah, it's not so choshev in his eyes. As if to say, if somebody does not do the tenufa, is malal makosav, the pasuk tells you, kilo le kippah v'kippah. True, he doesn't have a kapara mitzvah min amuchur. He didn't bring the korban the best way the way you're supposed to, but v'kol pon of the kippah, you still have your kapara. So that's how we know luduris. If you don't do the mitzvah tenufa, you still have your kapara. So according to Rabbi Chanina, who had been by the Meluyim? If Aaron HaKohen did not do the mitzvah tenufa, the korban would still be kosher. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding Dafei. Dafei in the middle, Dafei Meralef in the middle. Again, when the middle of a Shiloh, that the Gemara said, we had a machlekes before between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina. That one said, Kol HaKosav Ben is Makav Ben. Any mitzvah that it said in the parsha of the Meluyim was Likuve. Even though it only says it once, if you don't do it, it's possible. And one said, no, only things that are Makav Lederis. That's what's Makav by the Meluyim. For the mitzvah we just had, like Tnufa, like Smicha, just like about Lederis, it's not Likuve. Who had been B'shas the Meluyim, it was also not Likuve. That was a Machlekes. So more says now in the middle, we have Tafer Roma. Prishas Shivam Ikebenayu. Another nafkuminer is only things that, if anything that says in the parish is likuva, or else only things that are likuva other places is also likuva here. Another nafkuminer is Prishas Shiv Ikebenayu. If there's a mitzvah before you do the avodah to be part of 7 days. Laman di yoma kol akosu behen, makid behen, is makfa. According to Rabbi Yechanan that said that anything that says in the parsha of Miluyim was likuva. So by the parsha of the Meluyim, it says that 7 days before they came into the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there was a mitzvah prisha. So therefore, it's likuva that if Aaron HaKohen was not purish those 7 days, the avodah would be possible. But l'man d'yoma, dover she'enu makav l'duris, enu makav b'hen. But according to Rabbi Chanina, that says no, it's only something that l'duris for the future generations. If it's likuva, it was likuva b'shas the Meluyim. But something with Duris is not Likuva, Bishasti Mulu and Losta was not Likuva. Even if he didn't do it, still the avoid it was kosher. Is Loi Makfa, then by Milui and Gufa, if Aaron HaKohen was not Purish, the avoid it would still be kosher. So the more now, Liduris, Minol and Loi Makfa, how do we know this? That Liduris, like after Aaron HaKohen, the future generations, that if the Kohen is not Purish, like we're learning out there's a mitzvah on Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol has to be Purish 7 days in advance. How do we know if he's not Purish, the avoid is still kosher? How do we know it's not Likuva? So more says a raya from our Mishnah, as we spoke out before. Midikotoni, in our Mishnah says, Masakinon, we prepare a second Kohen Gadol. Okay, so we're afraid maybe the first Kohen Gadol will become Tomei. Therefore, we prepare a second Kohen Gadol. What does that mean, prepare? That we make sure he has the Gadol that will fit him. But Veloiketoni Mafrishin, but it does not say in the Mishnah, you have to be Mafrish, the second Kohen also. Separate him 7 days before Yom Kippur to be able to do the avodah. So it's mashma, even though we don't do the mitzvah prisha, still, but ever the avodah is kosher. That's why it's enough that we prepare a second kohen, because it's not so shchiach that the first kohen should become tummy. But lo yitzui does become tummy, we can have a second kohen ready to do the avodah, even though that second kohen does not have a mitzvah prisha. So you see clearly from our Mishnah, even though you're not the kohen before Yom Kippur does not have the afrosh for 7 days. Still, the avodah is kosher. So, now according to Rabbi Chanina, since the mitzvah prisha lederis is not likuvon, who are then b'shastim miluyim gufon? If Aaron HaKohen was not a parish, the avodah would still be kosher. Ravina Amravina says, "Ribui shiva u'meshicha shiva ikibenayu." There's another nafkamina. Ribui shiva means the first 7 days you have to put on the kohen gadol his big day kuna. And if the eight begodim go on to a kohen gadol. So for the first 7 days, like before he starts doing the avodah, he has to wear the godim. That's called ribu shiva. For the first 7 days before he starts doing the work, the actual avodah, he has to put on every day his big day kohen godim. O meshicha shiva kibanayu. Who are then there's a mitzvah that the first 7 days when a kohen comes to kohen, we have to make meshicha.
we pour on it from the Shemen HaMishkan. The same way this was by the Meluyim. By the Shiva Shemei Meluyim, those 7 days, it says, every day they put on the Begodim on the Kohanim, and they also made a Meshich all 7 days. So the style of this mitzvah, to put on the Begodim all 7 days, and to put the Shemen HaMishkan on the Kohen, is that Likubanat. Laman diyom, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that kol hakosav ben makiv ben, anything that says in the parasha of Miluyim is likuva. If you don't do it, it's posel, is makva. So many of those 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if they did not put on the bigday kohen every day, or they did not make a mashicha, did not pour the shemen and mishka on top of them, their avodah would be posel. But according to Rabbi Chanina, laman diyom, that dover shein makiv l'derus, that some mitzvah, that even though it's negei l'derus in the future generations, but it's not likuva, if they don't do it then, the avodah is still kosher, is ein makiv behen. Is loy makva. It's not ein makiv behen. Yes, even Meshastim Meluyim, if by Aaron and his bonim, they would not put on his begodim those first 7 days, and they would not make the Shemen HaMishka all 7 days, still it would be kosher. Because the derus, there's no likuva.
So Rashi explains, what does it mean, ribui shiva?
Rashi says, so Yishamei Kohen Gadol Shiva Yomim Ritzufim. The first 7 days, Kishemamana Noisa Bekuga. When we make a Kohen Gadol, become a Kohen Gadol, the first 7 days is the Yilboi Shemayna Begodim, the Shas Avoida. So the Deacon Rashi, Mashma, those first 7 days, when he becomes a Kohen Gadol, we have to put on him the special 8 Begodim that a Kohen Gadol wears. But Rashi says, Bishas Avoida. Mashma, even those 7 days, he also does the Avoida. The Rebuy Rashi Loshin Marbe, Maruba Begodim, Shum Meshamish Bishmoina, the Hedit Biabo, that a Kohen Gadol puts on more Begodim than a Hedit. A Hedit only has 4 Begodim, and a Kohen Gadol has 8 Begodim. So Rashi learns the mitzvah called Shiva is those 7 days, you could do the Avoida. Hey, Bishas, you're doing the Avoida, you have to wear your big day Kohen Gadol. The Gemara Thurish tells it up that the Rambam was not like that. He learns, as always, Mestavram, that the first 7 days was saying, we're mechanech the Kohen Gadol to become a Kohen Gadol. So before he could do the Avodim, the first 7 days he still has to put on his begodim and take it off. But those 7 days he doesn't do any Avodim at all. But Rashi says, no, even the first 7 days also, b'shas the Avodim, that's when we put on his begodim. That's one inyan. And vayta meshicha shiva. Means sheyitnu shemen ha-mishcha ha-roshoi, or ben risei einav zayin yomim metufim. The first 7 days is this mitzvah to pour the oil, the Shemen HaMishcha on top of his head, between his eyes. That's where it falls down. So, kol akos ben Rashi zayin yomim yamalei, v'chol milu yodayim omu shom levishas begodim. When the Torah says milu yodayim, by a kohen it means he has to wear his begodim. Shenemar udigdei akodesh, asher liyaron, yiyu lebon av acharov, lemoshcha behem, O Meshicha Nami, so says Lamashcha Ben, that goes on the big day kuna. O Meshicha Nami Kol Shiva, Midiyiskash Meshicha Luribui. Who then is the mitzvah to have the Shemana Mishcha we pour on the Kohen the first 7 days, like we'll soon see in the Gemara, we'll make a Hekesh. The union of putting on the Begodim to putting on the Shemin on top of the Begodim, the top of the Kohen. That's not Kamina. Even though we had this mitzvah Bishasti Meluyim, according to Rabbi Yechanan, it was Likuva. According to Rabbi Chanina, no. Since Ladurus, it's not Likuvam, who had been Beshastim Meluyim? If they did not put on the Begodim the first 7 days, or they did not make the Meshicha the first 7 days, still, the Kohen Gadol could do the Avoida. Aaron HaKohen could have done the Avoida B'yom Shemini Shemluyim. Freddy Gemara now. Uladurus, Minolon Deloy Makfa. How do we talk and know this, you say? That Ladurus is not Likuvah this halacha. That a Kohen Gadol, the first time he becomes the Kohen Gadol, when we are Maman, a Kohen Gadol, there's a mitzvah l'katchila. He has to put on the Begodim the first 7 days, and we have to make a Meshicha, pour the Shemen on top of him the first 7 days. How do we know that if we don't do it, still is called the Kohen Gadol? The Tanya we learned. V'chiper ha-Kohen ha-she yimshach oisoi, v'ha-she yimala yes yodor l'chahen tachas ovis. It's talking about a Kohen Gadol, that we make a Kohen Gadol with Meshicha, we pour from the Shemen HaMishcha on top of him, he takes over from his father, means we put on the big day kuna on this Kohen Gadol. Now, what do we need this pasuk for? So Rashi said this is a pasuk, v'chipur ha-kohen asher yimshach oisai, ka v'yom kippur v'yachri mois kziv. This is the parasha of Yom Kippur about the Kohen Gadol. So Rashi, what do we need this pasuk for?
In the lame chitaya voida the kohen gadol, if the teachers that Yom Kippur need the kohen gadol, the Rashi b'loy kol ha'parsha b'yaron emrim. That we know already. The whole parsha of Achrim Mois by Yom Kippur talks about Aaron HaKohen. The b'zayis yovei Aaron, v'nosan Aaron, v'hikr of Aaron, abu Aaron. So pshita of Yom Kippur needs the kohen gadol. So what do we need the new, this new pasuk for him, that we have to yamash yimshach oisoi? He's the kohen gadol. So the Mora says like this. Lufi Shenema, because it says someplace else in Shemois Choftes, the Rash Lufi Shenema, the Pashas V'yata Tetzavim. That's what we're talking about, Yeshiva Shemei Meluyim. Shivas Yomim Yil B'Shom HaKoyen Tachas Mibonov. Ho'ayme, Shivas Yomim Yil B'Shom HaKoyen Ratakhtav Ben Mibonov. Ho'ayme Tachas Aaron. Dekuna, G'dayla. Ashe Yove B'Yom HaKippurim Eloyo Moyim B'Shars B'Koydish. Is there right after the Pashas V'Meluyim, it says also that the Koyen Godel that will take over to go do the avodah by Yom Kippur, the 7 days you have to do this. What? The Bishinema. Shivas Yomim Yul B'Shom HaKoyen Tachas Mibonov. That's for the first 7 days we have to put on him the big day Kohen Gadol, like we said. Is Ainli Yelo Nisra B'Shiva. We only know so far there's a mitzvah to put on the Godim the first 7 days. Rashi learns the first 7 days he does the avodah, but every day to say that the first 7 days he has to put on the big day Kuna. Now, V'Nimshach Shiva. We only know it's good he can become a Kohen Gadol if he does these two things. If the first 7 days he puts on to the Godim every day, and we do the mitzvahs Meshicham, we pour oil on him every day. What about Nisra B'Shiva V'Nimshach Yom Echad? Let's say no, he only puts on to the Godim the first 7 days, but the mitzvah of Meshicha, they only do one day. Or else the opposite way. Nisra B'Yom Echad V'Nimshach Shiva Minayin. How do we know that if we only put on to the Godim one day, not all 7 days, and we make the Meshicha all 7 days? In other words, how do we know that B'di'evid, he can still be a Kohen Gadol, even though he does not have these two mitzvahs of 7 days putting on the big day kuna, the Gadol of the Kohen Gadol, and 7 days making the Meshicha? How do we know that still he's kosher, he's still called the Kohen Gadol, he could do the Avodah Yom Kippur? Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Asher Yimshach Oisai, V'asher Yamala Yes Yodai, Mikom Akam. Mashm, as long as you made a Maaseh Meshicha, at one time we poured the Shem and the Mishka on top of the Kohen Gadol, and at one time he put on his Begodim, he's called the Kohen Gadol. So that's the raya that L'dorois, even though there's a mitzvah L'chatchila, whenever we appoint a new Kohen Gadol, the first 7 days he has to wear his Begodim every day, and we have to make a Maaseh Meshicha every day, but that's only the mitzvah. But the Yevet, though, he's still called the Kohen Gadol. As long as you do it one time, he's called the Kohen Gadol. So Mar says, Ashtichon Ribu Shiva, Lechatchila. That was the pasuk before, that Shivas Yomim Yil B'Shom HaKohen Tachtov Mibonav. That the first 7 days, the Kohen Gadol, he's supposed to put on his big day Kohen Gadol every day. So that's the pasuk that is a mitzvah. Aba Meshicha Shiva Lechatchila Minolon. How do we know there's a mitzvah for any Kohen Gadol? When he first becomes a Kohen Gadol, the first 7 days we have to have Meshicha. We have to pour on top of his head, in between his eyes, from going down his eyes, the Shemen HaMitzvah. How do we know that? So Yiboy Yisayimu, one Terence is, Midi Yitzchra Kro Lemute. Since we have a posuk here that was said like Mikol Mokam, that Lemute it's not Likuva, it's only the mitzvah. So the fact the posuk, we need an extra posuk to say, it's not Likuva, it's a riot though that L'Tchila, there is such a mitzvah like that. There is a mitzvah also the first 7 days to pour the Shemin over his head. The Yiboy Yisayimu, another Terence is, the Yom HaKro, no, there's often a Hekish. The Yom HaKro, the posuk says, O Big Day HaKodesh, Asher li Aaron yiyu labonov achrov. Hey, it's the same begodim that Aaron, the first Kohen Gadol, wore when his children take over, when they become a Kohen Gadol. They also have to wear it. L'moshcha b'hem. They also have to have a Meshicha. U'lamalei b'mith yodim. And they have to fill the hands, meaning wearing their begodim. So this pasuk says L'moshcha b'hem means you have to make a Meshicha on the Kohen Gadol. And u'lamalei b'mith yodim means they have to wear the begodim. Is ishkash Meshicha l'ribui. And this pasuk here says the Hekish, that the same way there's a mitzvah of putting on the begodim the first 7 days to become a Kohen Gadol, who are then there's a mitzvah the first 7 days to pour the Meshicha, to pour the Shemin on top of his head. Nor my Ribu Shiva, just like there's a mitzvah to put on the begodim the first 7 days, is Af Meshicha Shiva, who are then Lechatchila, there's a mitzvah the first 7 days you become a Kohen Gadol, we have to make Meshicha pour the Shemin on top of you every day. This again was another Nafka Mina. It says these two mitzvahs, the Shastim Eluyim. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, whatever it says in the Pasha was Likuva. So if Aaron didn't have these two mitzvahs, he couldn't be a Kohen Gadol. According to Rabbi Chanina, no. Just like L'Doris, it's not Likuva all seven as long as you do it one time. who were then by the Meluyim, by Aaron HaKoyin, if the Yevad, he would have only done it one day, he could still be a Kohen Gadol. So the more my time and now, the man the Yomar, Kol HaKosev Ben Makif. What's that Kapshan of Yechanan? That he says, whatever it says in the Pashas of Meluyim, for that eighth day, the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when Aaron HaKoyin was the first one to do the Avodah, how do we know any mitzvah says there's Bikuva? Because usually by Kodshim, the Klal is, you need a Shinu Olav HaKosev Lakiv. If the Torah says a mitzvah one time, it means it's something nice to do. It's a mitzvah to do it. But if you don't do it, the korban is still kosher. By kodshim is new cloud, the Torah has to say it two times. So the Zohar here by the Meluyim, how do we know even though the Torah only says it one time, it's mikuvah, if he doesn't do it, he's not called the kohen? Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Bisna, Omer Akro, the Pasuk says, do you see Saliyarun al-Labonov? Kocha. It says an extra word, kocha, this way. It means kocha ikuvahu. Since the Pasuk says kocha, this is the way it has to be done. If you don't do it this way, it's no good. So that's the raya that any mitzvah says in the Pasha, Miluyim is Likuva. For the Gemara, Hotainach, Kol Milsa, Dixiva Bahayin Yonah. That's good, everything it says.